Sri Chaitanya Manavistam Stapitam Jaina Bhutale Sayam Yubhidhamayam Dadati Satyamantikam Vansha Kapatu Vyascha Sripa Sandhi Vaya Vyasa Patitam Pabunabhyo Vaisnavibhyo This session that we will have together, I would like to center it on japa, but we'll also do one other thing in addition, and that is speak about some aspects of the mood of japa. Oops, how did that happen? Go away. Okay, stay there. Somehow I really like this one. So complicated. But don't look at the icons. No, it's a secret. No, it's, oh, I'm going to, excuse me, I have to answer some emails. How do I get rid of this? View, yeah, okay. Be gone, icons. Show desktop icons. No, go. Yes. This is around Govardhan. This, it's a pilu tree, and it's very, very old. And I don't know how old, but it's very, very old, and it goes around inside of itself. Now, other than looking at the the pilu tree. Raise your hand if you don't have a set of beads or don't have some way to chant right now. So first we'll chant a little bit of japa, and then I'll say and show you what I want to say and show you. What are we doing? Oh yeah, you can't see.
Oh, because the chair is walking.
Oh, sorry about that. I was just a bit smaller, that would help. Can you see? More or less? Gopal? Teka? Okay. So, okay, if you have beads, take out your beads. How many of you are tired? How many of you are not tired? Wow. Okay, when we chant, it's very helpful to remember what we're supposed to be doing when we're beginning to chant, because it's very easy to get in the habit of just pushing the beads and letting the mind just wander all over the universe, and it's a habit that we don't want to cultivate. It's better to be quite focused. The effect is so powerful if we are focused as we chant, and it is wonderful to chant even if we're not focused, but the difference between chanting focused attentive rounds and chanting unfocused rounds where the mind is visiting many, many places all over the universe, the difference is between is like between night and day. The night being the one where our mind is wandering, and the day being the one. It really makes the consciousness makes it clear. So, because the tendency of everyone, especially in this age of Kali Yuga, is to have minds that are wild and untamed and perhaps uncontrollable even, it's not easy to do the simple thing of hearing as we speak the holy names, the name of Krishna, my mantra. But it's not that difficult either. All we have to do is try our best, and if we can hear one mantra, this is the way I like to chant a lot of the time. If I could just hear one mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. If I can connect my consciousness with the sound vibration of the holy name by hearing, then just one mantra, I keep it very, very simple as I chant, because the mind tends to want to make things much more complicated than this tree even, and gets very passionate and runs all over the place. And once it starts running, it's hard to slow it down. I don't know if any of you ever have experienced this while you're chanting, but I do. Ram Prabhu, can you see this? How do you do it? You can see through walls. That's amazing. Put you on television amongst all your other good qualities as well.
I see some of it in my mind next to rest.
Just be careful about the rest part. Well, that's exactly what I'm talking about. We see something of the world, and then our mind makes the rest, and the rest is not the best. Because it's just our mind. And actually, the 13th chapter of the 11th canto of the Bhagavatam speaks on this point in a very, very wonderful way, that we don't actually see reality when we look at the world. We're actually basically seeing our own minds. Not that there's nothing real in what we're seeing, but the interpretations and the overlays that we put on reality is a product of our own mind and our own conditioning. So we don't want to bring that, and that's unavoidable, practically speaking. The only person who sees reality is Krishna. Everyone else sees things from their own viewpoint. That's what the word viewpoint means. It's the view from a specific point. The viewing it from the point of one very tiny, insignificant soul. So, but Krishna sees everything from every viewpoint, and don't ask me how he does it, but he sees everything, because he's unlimited, and I'm very limited. So just keep it very simple and try to avoid getting lost in the tangles of your mind. And if you do, never mind. Just, that's a good expression, never mind. But rather, if our mind becomes filled with the sound vibration of Krishna's holy names, then we'll have a forever mind. Well, that will be very favorable. Okay, please just take a little shelter of, take shelter of Sri Sri Gaurinathai, the Vaishnavas, Srila Prabhupada, and ask Panchatattva. Let's ask for some ability to be able to be there while we chant, instead of being somewhere else while we chant. So then we'll just begin, chant at your own speed, and your own, the loudness that's comfortable for you, but probably don't chant too loud, because everyone else will leave. Okay, let's begin. And I'll say some things every once in a while into the microphone. But don't let that stop you from chanting. Just keep on going. Don't stop to listen. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Just keep it very simple. Just try to hear the mantra at this point. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Keep it very simple. Just try to chant and hear the sound vibration of the holy name. Try to touch Krishna in the form of sound by the process of hearing. Touch him with your consciousness. And if you hear one mantra, if you can hear one mantra, you're so fortunate. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. But don't chant too softly either. Chant at a loudness that's comfortable for you, that facilitates your hearing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Just try to hear one mantra. If you can hear one mantra, you're very fortunate. And then keep chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Just try your best. If your mind wanders, okay, just bring it back to the simple goal of trying to hear one mantra or even one name of Krishna. If you can hear one mantra or one name of Krishna, you're so fortunate. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 H Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Just keep trying. Try your best. That's all one can do. Try your best, and if you can hear one mantra, you're so fortunate. Try to hear the first Hari. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Hare, Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. If your mind wanders, just bring it back. And if you can hear one mantra, it's wonderful. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Hare, Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Hare, Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. Keep your mind on what you're doing. You're trying to, you have nothing else to do now. That's so important to keep that in mind. When we're chanting japa, we have nothing else to do. Nothing else to do. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Krishna. And don't try too hard either, just keep it very gentle. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Let's try to hear the sound vibration of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. You have nothing else to do now. No exploring. Not now, for this short time. Just be there with Krishna in the form of the holy name by chanting. Try your best. And if you can hear one mantra, you are so fortunate. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Rama, 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 Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, 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 Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Please keep chanting. Try your best.
you can hear one Hare Krishna mantra, you are so fortunate. Okay. How did you do? Raise your hand if you'd like to say how you did. Raise your hand if you would like to say how you did, and if you were able to hear one mantra on one level or another. Yes. Sava? Prabhu? One. You're so fortunate. It's true. Anyone else like to say how they did? Everyone is stricken with Saturday morning shyness. Yes.
We're warming up.
You're warming up. But how did you do? That's good, very good. Yes.
It was very easy for him.
Nice to hear. Anyone else like to say how they did? Yes.
I felt that chanting with the devotees is very encouraging, and because I have this intention to listen,
yes,
I felt like Krishna is there. Maybe this was my imagination, but I felt like, because I was there listening, and he was there, and it's somehow frightening to have this feeling.
That Krishna's there. That means, well, I'm not sure exactly why it's frightening, but there's so many reasons why it could be. But that also means that he's always there. Whenever you chant, he's always there. And he's also there when you don't chant even. But to be consciously with him, in a devotional mood is what Krishna consciousness means, a devotional service mood. Bhakti. Thank you. Anyone else like to say how they did? Yes.
When I listen to the mantra, it sort of goes into another space, something different from the mind, different taste.
A better one, I hope.
Good. Like something clean.
Yeah, clear, yeah. Yeah, the mind adds fog, basically. Fog and darkness. Unless it's enlightened, then it's our best friend. Bandura Matmanastasya Yina Maiva Manandrita. Thank you. Anyone else like to say? Yes.
It was impossible for me.
Did you hear one name of Krishna?
There were two instructions.
Yeah.
Only after you said try and concentrate on one word, on one mantra. After that I heard like two or three.
Mantras?
Mantras, and then
Well, why do you say it's impossible then? Because you actually did it.
For me, yeah.
But you did do it. I didn't do it. You did it. So you did it. How wonderful. You heard a few mantras. How wonderful. Keep it simple. Because if we concentrate on all the ones that we don't hear and all the things we can't do, then we just get lost. But it's so interesting to me. You started by saying it's impossible. But then you just said how you did it. Isn't that mysterious? You have done the impossible. Just like your mother always wanted. Anyone else like to say how they did? Yes. Because everyone knows what they're supposed to be doing, that's the thing. So it's a very important point that when we sit down to chant, we should prepare the mind by saying, right now while I'm chanting japa, I have nothing else to do except be with, this is my private time with Krishna. But yet, there is more. Different levels of chanting. The highest level of chanting is when the relationship with Krishna is so intimate that we're experiencing him fully and with such affection, such love, and tears pouring from the eyes. So there are also many stages in between. And I would like to talk about one very important stage in between. Yes, Prabhu. Would you be able to play the harmonium with? I made a little slideshow about this, and gradually we'll get to the point. Krishna willing. I see. No? Wrong thing happened. Okay. Go back to chanting while I try to work this one out. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Now, where is this? It got lost on me. Kid, see if you can chant despite all the distractions. And not only can chant, try and hear. And it won't, Krishna willing, it won't take too long. Hare, see if you can hear one mantra despite this. Program presentations. Okay. Now I have this. Today's, we're really going tech here, high tech here. Now let's see if everything is being cooperative. Why don't we remove the pillar just to see what would happen to the house too? It would make it so much easier to see the screen. Any structural engineers disagree with my proposal? Huh? Transparent, yes.
Yeah.
What's the problem?
No, the people here didn't know.
You can see.
Well, we could either close the doors, move the screen, or move the people. Okay, close the doors. doors move easier than people. Okay, can you see now? Good? Yes? No? Yes?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Yudhisthira, I don't know what to do. I recommended removing the pillar, but no one listened to me. Could you play the harmonium, some appropriate... Yes. In the forests of Vrindavan, each day, Krishna played with his friends as they herded the cows. Now, this in and of itself is inconceivable. And the presentation that I had planned on making last night, but we ended up doing something quite different, would have been a wonderful introduction to this, in the sense that the supreme, all-attractive, all-powerful person, he is a person. That means he has individuality, he has likes, he has dislikes. But he's unlimited, and his consciousness is impossible for us to conceive of, obviously. Unlimited, infinite, and our consciousness is finite. So there is different kinds of people in this world. Some are atheists, and they don't believe in any supreme. But of course there's problems being atheist, is that you can't explain how anything exists and why it exists, etc., no matter how hard you try, from what I've seen. And then there are theists, and amongst theists, those who accept that there is an absolute truth, most of them are impersonalists, which means they think that if the absolute has a form, he's going to be limited. By definition, he's going to be limited. Just like if I'm sitting here, because I have a form, I'm obviously not sitting everywhere else simultaneously. But that is taking the knowledge of the finite world and trying to impose it on the infinite, absolute, spiritual world. Because Krishna can be in one place and everywhere at the same time. He has a form, and yet he's everywhere. So then, of those who accept that the Supreme is a form, has a form, and is a person, most of them are like this, only like this. And usually, when people are reverential like that and approach the Supreme Lord, they have something in their mind that they want, either as Amira was saying, that when we find ourselves in the presence of the Supreme Lord, the fact that he's so all unlimitedly powerful immediately fills us with fear. And that's how people approach God generally, or Ishwara, Parameshwara, or Krishna, the Supreme Absolute Truth, with fear or wanting something. So in the presentation that I was considering making last night and didn't make, I gave a metaphor to help us understand, or help me understand, the very personal nature of the Absolute Truth. And that was that there is a king. And the king sits in his throne room, and everyone, when they walk in, is very reverential. And if you have ever been in a king's throne room, which probably most of you have not been,
But I happen to have visited one in the Delhi Fort. Have you ever visited the Delhi Fort? So there's the king's darbar, and you walk in there, and his throne is up here. So when you walk in, you're immediately like this, and when you go like this, immediately like that, which is very good when you stand before a king, because he's all powerful, and that's why we feel fear, is because if he wants to, the head's gone. Just like that. So everyone's on their best behavior when they stand in front of the king. Because also, not only is there always fear and some reverence, fearing his great power, in addition, we want him to fulfill our desires. So we smile, we fold our hands, but it's all self-centered, basically. And yet that king has more aspects to his personality than we see sitting on the throne, sitting with the queen as well. And then at some point in the darbar, in the court, the king's courtroom, the king stands up and the guards move to the side and they stand up. And what does everyone else do when the king stands up? They stand up also. Because again, the head can go just like that. And no one takes out their mobile phones and starts talking to their friends or things like that. You don't do that in front of a king. But then the guards open the door and the king and his queen, they walk out. And the doors close. Now, when they walk out, they walk somewhere to the private quarters of their palace. But as far as the general citizens go, and even the ministers, they don't enter there. And then, when the king is in his private quarters, away from the eyes of the common citizens, he can take off his crown, he can relax, he can joke with his queen. He's still the king, he still has all the power. If he wants, still the heads can come off. But there he can relax, and we'd have to say he can just be himself, and he can show, he can exhibit other aspects of his personality than he can exhibit what he likes, the subtleties of what he likes. He can do whatever he wants, far from the eyes of the common citizens. And it's important that the common citizens don't see him like that, just relaxing and joking with his family members. It's important they don't see him like that, because then their feeling of awe and reverence in relationship to the king keeps them following the laws. And if they lose their awe and reverence, the common people, they won't follow, and then anything that can happen. So the common people can't see what goes on in there, but who can see, who can participate in the intimate dealings of the king, the most intimate private dealings of the king, where he reveals he just can be himself and do just what he wants to do, instead of having to dispense justice and satisfy people's desires. He can act as he wants. He does that, but sometimes he wants to act just as he likes. So who is allowed entrance into the intimate private quarters of the king? It's what... the friends, but not... Yeah, who said the word trust? Trust. Now, the people who the king can really trust, there is an old, very important maxim for a king. You always have to have good friendship with two people, your cook and the barber. Whoops. Help hotspot provider information. Excuse me.
No, should we cancel it or should we go ahead? No, we'll cancel it. With the cook and the barber, because if they become under the control or influenced by the enemies, you're either poisoned or you're... So you're careful who gets to see you and interact with you in the personal quarters if you're the king. And so what is the criterion? It's trust. Only the people you trust. And what makes you, just think in your own life, what makes you trust someone and not trust others? What makes you trust someone if you know that they love you? Complete trust comes from love from that person towards you. Then you know that they won't do anything that is unfavorable for you. So who gets to be with Krishna, the Supreme King, in his most private quarters? It's where he can just act as he likes, and this is what he likes to do. But who can be with him? Those who he trusts the most, who aren't going to try and exploit the circumstance some way for themselves, and who are not envious of him, but who love him in a special mood. And then Chris can do exactly what he likes. And what does he like to do? This is what he likes to do. He goes to Vrindavan each day, and he plays with his friends. He has so many activities, but with so many of the different residents of Vrindavan, different moods, different relationships, but it all has in common that everyone loves Krishna completely. So in the forest of Vrindavan, each day, Krishna played with his friends as they herded the cows. There are some cows by Krishna's favorite hill, which is known as Govardhan. Now raise your hand if you've ever seen Govardhan Hill. Oh, how nice. I'm trying to, this is one of the things I like to do, is wander around Vrindavan with a camera and go, and Vrindavan, I find, is the most photogenic of all places I've ever seen. And it's so alive, like everything is alive, and the actual place reciprocates with you. And every other place, no one, please take offense, seems quite dead compared to Vrindavan. And if it's dead, how can it be beautiful? Look, even dogs in Vrindavan, and they all smile. Everyone is so happy. This is all at Govardhan. That's one of Krishna's favorite places. And Krishna's herding the cows. I mean, this is a young boy's dream, to be with his friends, far away from his parents, just playing all day long. And this is what Krishna did. That middle one is quite serious. So, this one's not serious. This is called a monkey. And although they're so cute, they just cause trouble. But in Vrindavan, there are monkeys everywhere. Krishna would play with his friends. So this is inconceivable. He has an eternal body that's unlimitedly powerful. And here, that unlimitedly powerful Supreme Lord is acting just as he wants to act. But it doesn't
But he's always unlimitedly powerful, unlimitedly beautiful, unlimitedly opulent. And then one day, in the summer season, feeling thirsty, the cows and then the boys went to the bank of the Yamuna River and drank her waters. But unfortunately, at that time, the Yamuna had been poisoned by a great venomous snake whose name was Kaliya. The boys actually died. The cows died. And the boys, it's hard to understand this culture. These the cowherd's men, the cowherd families, they didn't just have a cattle business. They loved the cows. The cows, they felt like they were their life, their wealth. And it describes in, I think in the Gopal Champu, that when Krishna was herding the cows, that when the cows were happy, he felt happy. And when the cows were thirsty, he felt thirsty. Such an intimate relationship with the cows of Vrindavan. So, when they had fallen to the ground, the cows and the boys fallen to the ground dead, stricken dead by the Yamuna's poisonous waters, Krishna at that time, with his merciful glance, and Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur explains, he went to each boy and each cow, and out of his sadness, this is a long and deep philosophical topic. Because Krishna, he's composed of Satchitananda, Satchitananda Vigraha, Nadi Adi Govinda, Sarva Karana Karanam. So, because he's composed of bliss, there's no question of him actually experiencing sadness. But yet, a transcendental mood, a spiritual, ecstatic mood of sadness based on his love for his devotees, the boys and the cows, it entered Krishna's unlimitedly wonderful consciousness, and tears came to his eyes, and from those tears, striking the bodies of the boys and the cows, they came back to life, and they had understood that they were dead and had been brought back to life by Krishna. This is called Leela or pastimes. And the secret in understanding Krishna's Leela or pastimes is you watch the ecstasies that the different dealings between Krishna and his devotees produce. So everything produces ecstasy, and that's what occurs in the land of Vrindavan. Different varieties, continuous, unlimitedly different, continuous varieties of ecstasy that comes from interacting, the interactions between the land of Vrindavan, Krishna, and all the devotees. And again, in Vrindavan, it is Krishna who is the center. And in this world, in illusion, covered by false ego, each and every conditioned soul, illusion soul, feels himself as the center. And that is what illusion, that defines illusion, practically speaking. The feeling that I am the center of everything. Now, why do I say this is illusion? Illusion, how would you define illusion? What does illusion mean? Yeah, what is not? It's not real. So, if I was actually the center, as I think of myself as, why is it that I can't convince anyone else that I'm the center? Because it's not true, it's illusion. But in the spiritual world, Krishna is the center, and there is no going to the spiritual world unless Krishna becomes the center of your life, and that is completely natural when one develops love for Krishna, and it's impossible unless one develops love for Krishna. So Krishna brought the cowherd boys back to life and the cows back to life. And then he climbed a very special tree that was still alive, and that tree is still alive to this day. He climbed that tree and he jumped into the poisonous waters. This pastime is actually it's so wonderful, but there's a point that I would like to make at the end, so I'll go quickly through the pastime. And Krishna was caught in the coils of the serpent. Now, if you look closely, let's see if little magic gadget works. If you look closely over here, you can see that the residents of Vrindavan, when they saw Krishna caught in the coils of Kaliya, they felt like they had no life left. This is the nature of their love. Krishna was everything for them. Krishna was everything for them. Their love for Krishna was so extreme that they criticized their eyelids for blinking, because when they blinked, they could not see Krishna for that nimesha, instant of time. How much love they had for Krishna. They are situated on the topmost platform of love for Krishna. And we are just like little babies trying to climb the mountain of love for Krishna, and they're already on the top. But we watch how they act and deal, and we get some inspiration and some hints and some instructions how we should deal. But we should never imitate. But there are ways to apply some of the principles that, and we'll hear the one I'm specifically thinking of right now in a few moments. So when Krishna understood that the residents of Vrindavan were experiencing distress, well, he danced upon the heads of the serpent, and he convinced the serpent in his own inimitable style that he was the unlimited supreme lord, and the envious serpent surrendered and actually became a devotee. Now, after Krishna chastised Kaliya, then he came out of the water, and all the residents of Vrindavan were so ecstatic to see him, because they had lost everything. They thought that Krishna was in such a dangerous condition, and then there he was coming out. So how unlimitedly grateful, pleased was their happiness, was their ecstatic happiness. When Krishna came out, and again, this is the defining characteristic of Vrindavan, that everyone loves Krishna completely. Everyone. It's like you can't get a visa into Vrindavan until you fully love Krishna in this special mood, with a completeness that we all dream to participate in, but we can't do it in this world. You can't with this consciousness. But this is what every soul is actually longing for, to have a fully developed loving relationship with Krishna. This is what's in the heart of hearts of all souls. So when Krishna came out of the waters of the Yamuna, they were completely purified from the poison of the snake just by his touch. And then when he came out, all the cows surrounded him. And he began looking at each and every one of them. And they began to lick him. And they began to look at Krishna with such longing eyes, and yes, cows also have feelings. They're individuals. There are good-natured cows, there are bad-natured cows, they're individuals. And the cows in Goloka Vrindavan, of course, completely transcendental and spiritual. They love Krishna. In fact, when Krishna would herd the cows, they would follow him everywhere. And then at the end of the day, when he was herding the cows, he would take out, like we have japa beads, he would take out a set of beads that was manimala, out of, not money, but jewels. And he would count the different groups of cows on that to make sure. And if there was one cow missing, he would call that cow by name. And it's very interesting. There's one prayer by perhaps Rupa Goswami, where it's composed of all the different names of the cows. And if you're ever in a bad mood, if you will chant this prayer of the names of the cows, or just sing it, it's not like a reverential prayer, but it's like Krishna calling out, "Hey Dabali, hey Hansi, hey Mansi, hey Pingali," then immediately it's quite astounding. One's conscious. We could even try it if you'd like. We could have half the room. We could have a double bind experiment, and half the room doesn't chant. First they have to get in a bad mood, and then everyone first has to go into a bad mood. Oh, never mind. Another time we'll do that one. But it's quite astounding. So Krishna would call the names of the cows if they were missing. And I always imagine that there would be some cows who are especially clever, and they would hide just to hear Krishna call their name. Because Krishna's voice, because first of all, he had so much love for them, for the cows. So when the mood of which one says that, and that reflects very much back onto our chanting, that we can chant in a mechanical way, which is better than not chanting, and we can chant in an inattentive way, and we can chant in an attentive way. But also, if we call the name of Krishna with love, with affection, like Krishna called the names of the cows, or like the boys and Mother Yashoda called the names of Krishna, then the effect is completely different. And we all have experience of this. If someone calls our name in great anger, then we tremble, or we get angry too. The mood affects every person, the mood that things are done in. So what bhakti yoga means, it means doing things for Krishna's pleasure. Ultimately, it's meant to be done in an affectionate, a loving mood. And that causes Krishna to reciprocate by revealing more about the intimate aspects of his personality, who he is and what he does, and revealing more of his sweetness. So that's important to know this, even though we can't imitate, we shouldn't imitate. We can't make an intellectual adjustment and say, from now on I'm going to chant Krishna's names with love. You know, it just doesn't work like that. We start with what we can do, and then by Krishna's mercy we advance. And so we do what we can do. So the cows surrounded Krishna, and then Mother Yashoda took Krishna on her lap. The boys patted him on his shoulder. But it was late at night by the time this pastime had ended. So Sukadeva Goswami, a great sage, is explaining all this to Maharaj Prickett, and he says, this is one verse in the 17th chapter of the 10th canto. Because, Yaron, please read it very loudly.
Because the residents of Vrindavan were feeling very weak from hunger, thirst, and fatigue, they and the cows spent the night where they were, lying down near the bank of the Kalindi.
Kalindi means the Yamuna River, another name for the Yamuna. So they spent the whole night there. And in one other book, a supplementary book called the Ananda Vrindavan Champu, it explains that Krishna was in the center. All the residents of Vrindavan were there, and Krishna was there. And then Nanda Maharaj was sitting next to Krishna, and Mother Yashoda was sitting next to Nanda Maharaj. And then all the senior cowherd men were also there, right in the center, right around Krishna. And then all the senior ladies were around him as well. And because the ladies were there, their daughters and daughter-in-laws were there too. The daughters were the ones that weren't married, and the daughter-in-laws were the ones that were married. They were around with their mothers and mother-in-laws, all around Krishna. And then there was a circle of other residents of Vrindavan around them. The husbands of the gopis that were married were around them. So there was a second circle around Krishna. And the third circle was cowherd men armed with bows and arrows. Because Krishna was in the center, and he was looking at everyone, which is, and it was circle around him, and everyone was interacting with Krishna in that way. He can do that. He can be the center. He can be the central figure for everyone in the universe and interact with everyone personally and individually. And we imagine ourselves wanting to be the center, but we don't have the capacity to interact with everyone. But he is unlimited. He is the center. Naturally, he's the center. So then there was a fourth, and this was all for the protection of Krishna, because after having him seen Krishna in the coils of Kaliya, everyone was just, one of the natural results of prema, of love, is anxiety about the beloved. So the residents of Vrindavan, after seeing Krishna in such a dangerous position, they were they put him in the center, protected him. So the fourth circle around him was they put all the calves and the cows right around Krishna, also in the fourth circle. And the fifth circle around Krishna was right in the center, most protected, was the actual warriors of Vrindavan. They were very powerful warriors who had powerful weapons. Everyone was just there, and Krishna was interacting with everyone. And then half the night passed, and everyone was just looking at Krishna, and Krishna was looking at everyone. And then, as it happens, as the night goes on, I'm afraid to open my eyes right now because everyone will be asleep. No. But then everyone went to sleep. And then Kamsa in Mathura heard that Krishna had chastised and sent away Kaliya. And he sent his messengers. He was lamenting so much. And he was, that Krishna has destroyed all my assistants and nullified my power, and I'm so afraid. So he sent his messengers to light a forest fire where the residents of Vrindavan were, hoping to burn them into ashes. Have any of you... What's that? It's good. Okay. Gopal, where is your guitar when we need it? Dramatic guitar. Has anyone ever experienced a close encounter with a fire? Yes? Yeah. What's it like?
Scared. Fearful.
Just imagine being, there's the heat and the sound, and it's terrifying. Traumatic, terrifying. So a forest fire set by the messengers, servants of Kamsa, then attacked all the residents of Vrindavan. Yes.
During the night, when all the people in Vrindavan were asleep, great fire blaze up within dry summer forest. The forest surrounded the inhabitants of Raj on all sides and began to scorch
them. Now, in life, you know, when we begin chanting Krishna's names, for example, we think, oh, this is going to solve all the problems of my life, and from now on I'll never be unhappy, nothing bad will happen to me, and all the stocks I've invested in will all go up, and I'll get a job and everything I want will happen. And if I, do they have lotto here or something like that? And if I play, my number will always come up, because Krishna, I heard that he takes care of his devotees, and etc., etc. But it's not like that. It, believe me, in case you haven't already noted it, it's not like that. But something even more wonderful happens. Now here we're going to see how the residents of Vrindavan reacted to difficulty, a dangerous situation that their lives were threatened in, with, and terror had entered their heart. It was that dangerous. They immediately, and there are lessons for us to learn how to deal with difficulty in this. This is a Sanskrit verse, obviously. Tata ute sambranta.
Tata ute sambranta.
Dayamana bajokasha.
Dayamana bajokasha.
So when the residents of Vrindavan, tata, uto, you hear that? Ut means a camel, and uto means get up. So when the residents of Vrindavan, they got up, sambranta, very disturbed. You're sleeping peacefully, dreaming about Krishna, and suddenly you get up knowing there's a forest fire, very disturbed. Dayamana vajokashaha. Vajokasha means the residents of Vrindavan. They were disturbed because the heat was there, the sound was there, their bodies were about to be burned. Dayamana means burn. And then what did they do? Krishnam yayus. They went to Krishna te saranam. And they surrendered to him. Maya manjunam ishvara. That although Maya manjunam, by his own potency, he was in a human-like form, still he was the Ishvara, the controller, the Supreme Lord. So here is the translation. Then,
the residents,
we passed the baton.
Then the residents of Vrindavan woke up, extremely disturbed by the great fire threatening to burn them. Thus they took shelter of Krishna, the Supreme Lord, who by his spiritual potency appeared like an ordinary human being.
So herein lies the basic secret in spiritual life, and how to deal with the sub-asub, the auspicious, seemingly auspicious and inauspicious occurrences that accost us in our lives. That whatever happens, take shelter of Krishna. And the residents of Vrindavan, from the highest platform that we cannot imitate, but we can follow their example, they take shelter of Krishna. And the first thing they do is Krishna, Krishna, Mahabhaga. They call out the name Krishna. And they don't say it just one time, they say it again. So this is what we should do. When in any difficulty, we should call out to the names of the Supreme Lord. This is the essential teaching of what we want to say. Take shelter of the holy names of Krishna. So does that mean if I'm on my deathbed and I chant Krishna's names, that my body will not perish? No, it doesn't mean that, because the body must perish. But it means that you, the person within that body, will gain the shelter that you're looking for, and you will not perish. So they call out, Krishna, Krishna, Mahabhaga.
Krishna, Krishna, Mahabhaga.
Krishna, Krishna, Mahabhaga.
Krishna, Krishna, Mahabhaga.
So just consider the mood, the intensity of their calling out. They were surrounded by a forest fire. There was no way to go. They didn't have their mobile phones with them that will solve all the problems, because that's what everyone does nowadays. When you go out, unless you have your mobile phone with you, you feel like you're in a dangerous situation. Who knows what will happen if I don't have my mobile phone with me? It's sort of like when I was in in elementary school, like in the sixth grade, fifth grade, fourth grade. It was the time of the Cold War with Russia and the United States in New York. So they had us poor elementary students, just out of nowhere in the classroom. Out of nowhere, every once in a while, just to make sure that we were trained well, the principal would come on the microphone and on the amplifier that would be broadcast to every schoolroom, and he would say,
"Take cover,"
because they're fearing an atomic attack by Sava and the other Russians. This was the mood. So then we were all trained. We were all trained to go underneath our desks. You can imagine, you get hit, an atomic bomb lands on the school, and there I am, underneath my desk. Safe. No offense. But that's the insanity that's perpetrated in this world. So that's more or less on the same level as having your mobile phone with you, basically. Or the other thing you look for is, do you have your credit card with you? Make sure you have your, just in case. But we may take our mobile phones with us and our credit cards with us, but we should really make sure we take Krishna's names with us. So Krishna, Krishna, Mahabhaga, O greatly opulent one, O greatly fortunate one, O most fortunate one, Hey Rama Mita Vikrama, Hey Balaram, also calling out to Lord Balaram, who is not different from Krishna, who performs Vikrama, performs unlimitedly powerful activities. Esha Gorat Tamo Vanis, This Gora means like a horrible, horrible, this terrible fire, Vani, this terrible fire. Grasate means is devouring us. Hina. And is this right that someone, there's one word I didn't mention, that I'm saving it for the last. Tavakan. Tava means, what does Tavakan mean? Yeah. Someone who is yours. Someone who is yours. Is it right that a person who is yours becomes devoured by this forest fire? They're placing their appeal before Krishna. And in this Tavakan,
who is yours is the essential principle of spiritual life, differing it from material life. And this is the great turning that the soul is required to do before taking up spiritual life, is Tavayasmi, I am yours. Gotripte varanam tata, I am yours. I am yours. And by that incredible change of consciousness, which is called surrender, now when I think of myself, who do I think of? I think of myself as yours, your servant. So that turn of consciousness, turning of consciousness, naturally implants within our own consciousness the feeling that I am protected by Krishna. And then, if one has adopted that consciousness, and I say adopted as if all you can do is from now on say, from now on I'm going to think I'm Krishna's. But for one who actually has assimilated that consciousness, that I am yours, Krishna, that the result of that is the understanding that I am Krishna's, and I have my Lord, and I am protected. And then a person who has that consciousness, he can go anywhere and everywhere, be in any state of life, in any situation, and he will feel peaceful. And until one has that consciousness, whatever we try to do to adjust things in our life to make us peaceful, we will never be peaceful. So that's a very strong statement, obviously. And but there's no other way to have that relationship with us. And this is what every religion, true religion, is teaching. Not that one becomes the Supreme Lord, but one gives oneself to the Supreme Lord and becomes a servant. And how Krishna consciousness differs, how the teachings that Srila Prabhupada gave us, that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us, is that the nature of the relationship that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has revealed that it is possible to have with the Supreme Lord opens the doors to his most intimate quarters of Vrindavan, and we can enter and participate. But this point of surrender and thinking of oneself, I am yours, puts us in the consciousness of I am Krishna's, and I am the member of his group, so to speak, and protected. So this is the first of their two prayers that they said. Second one, and this is the translation.
Krishna, Krishna, O Lord of all opulence, O Rama, possessor of unlimited power, this most terrible fire is about to devour us, your devotees.
And here's the second verse. Sudustaram Naswan Pahi. Everyone, please.
Sudustaram Naswan Pahi
Kaladni Surida
Prabhu.
Na Shaknumas Twat Sharanam.
Na Shaknumas Twat Sharanam.
Santyakum Akuto Bayam.
Santyakum Akuto Bayam.
Please. Swan means your own. We are your own. Like your own people. This is the special mood that the residents of Vrindavan have in relationship to Krishna. We are your own. Like like from the same village. There's an intimacy, like family, like that. Every resident of Vrindavan feels like family members of the Supreme Lord. Bahi protect. Please protect us, Sudhistarat, from this insurmountable Kalavni, forest fire. Surida Prabhu, you are our Prabhu. You are our unlimited master. And you are Surida, means so close to our heart. Our dearest, dearmost, dearest friend. Most intimate, beloved friend. Nashaknumas. We are not capable, Tvat Saranam, of leaving or giving up your lotus feet. This is the mood of the residents of Vrindavan. In every situation, they are holding tight to the lotus feet of Krishna. We are not capable of giving up your lotus feet. Rather, in this difficulty, we are clinging even more tightly to your lotus feet. Santyaktum. We are not capable of giving up your lotus feet. Akutobayam. Which remove all fear. Such a mood sets the topmost point of devotion. Translation.
O Lord, we are your true friends and devotees. Please protect us from this insurmountable fire of death. We can never give up your lotus feet, which drives away all fear.
We're going to have to change the melody soon. Something a little. To move it away from the funeral part. Oh yes, here, okay, now, Jali, here we go. Oh, Ram, you do this one. Yeah, read the Sanskrit, please. Everyone. Itam svatana vaikavyam Nirisha jamirishvara
Yeah. Seeing his devotees so disturbed, Sri Krishna, the infinite Lord of the universe and possessor of infinite power, then swallowed the terrible forest fire.
He swallowed it!
Terrible!
Huh?
It's horrible!
It's horrible?
Yes.
In what sense?
For Krishna.
But it was
chilies.
Huh? Excuse me?
I said it's like eating a chili.
Personally, I don't like chilies myself. But the devotees, seeing his devotee in difficulty, Krishna, who is acting as an. Okay, yes, we need harmonium, but we need. Some Mozart. Yeah, that's perfect. Seeing his devotees so disturbed, Sri Krishna, the infinite Lord of, he began to he's playing as a coward boy, but just like the king in his private quarters still has all the full powers of the king, but he's relaxing, revealing more intimate parts of his personality, but at any time he can manifest his full powers. So, and this is nothing. So Sri Krishna, the infinite Lord of the universe, the possessor of infinite power, he then swallowed the terrible forest. So different great teachers make different points on this, because as Gunavatar Prabhu was intimating, that the devotees, even though they know that Krishna has unlimited power, they actually don't like to see him do something like swallow a forest fire, like swallow, because they're afraid of, they're thinking that it's obviously going to cause them trouble. So this inconceivable consciousness they have, but due to their love, the residents of Vrindavan, due to their love, it causes them a disturbance to see Krishna exhibiting his infinite powers. They prefer to see him just acting as their dear, dearmost friend. So different acharyas explain, give explanations that soothe everyone's heart to this. One, Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, he says that Krishna didn't exactly swallow it, but Krishna's love, his prema, was evoked. And then his power of prema looked for the correct energy of Krishna's to deal with the forest fire. Just like when the king is playing with his newborn infant, and there's a murder in the kingdom. So he's in a different mood. So he won't himself go and deal with the murderer. He'll just say, please do it. He sends one of his empowered energies. Something like that. It's still his energy. It's coming from him. But he's not personally exactly involved. So to avoid the problem that the devotee is experiencing pain, and just see how much love they have, that they would experience pain to think of Krishna eating a forest fire. Because their love would overwhelm their mood of seeing him as the unlimited Lord. They'd see him as just a friend. So Krishna's love for his devotees looked for the correct energy of Krishna's to deal with this problem, and found the energy that Krishna uses to destroy the universe, and that energy came and swallowed the forest fire, destroyed it. But Srila Jiva Goswami wanted to emphasize a different point. He said that Krishna, out of his compassion, swallowed the forest fire, even though he himself obviously could not experience pain, but his compassion caused him to do it. So it brings out a different point, that Krishna is so compassionate to his devotees. He's so compassionate that even from our point of view, undergoing difficulty, and the last thing that a true lover wants is the beloved to experience any difficulty. He'd rather experience a thousand difficulties himself, but to save one's beloved from the slightest inconvenience, that is what love actually is. And that's the love of the residents of Vrindavan. But yet these two points have been made to bring out two wonderful two explanations have been made to bring out two differing yet wonderful explanations that have so much sweetness and meaning attached to them. So Krishna swallowed the terrible forest fire. Now how cool is that? The place where this occurred is called Dhavanalakund. And just before I came to Israel, maybe the day I left Vrindavan, I visited there. And I took some photos. Have you been there? Next time. Very close to Krishna Balaram Mandir. Have you been there? And the people there were very, very, very nice. I noticed. There's
picture of one, and there were parrots, a lot of parrots around there. So to meditate on a pastime of Krishna's like this, there are people who live in these holy places, many kinds of people, but some of them really think deeply about these pastimes and their consciousness becomes absorbed. And when they're chanting their japa, or chanting Krishna's names, they think about these things, how Krishna saved the cowherd boys and all the residents of Vrindavan from difficulty. Krishna, please save me. I am drowning in the ocean of the material world and I don't have the power to save myself. Oh, Krishna, oh, Krishna, oh, Krishna, oh, Krishna. There's one sadhu. And when I asked him if I could take the photo, and he said, which meant yes. And, very deep. And then the person sitting next to him on the bench said, he is a devotee, Vaishnava sadhu. Okay. So, that's a presentation. And this has relevance for our chanting of japa. And that relevance is, oops, not, yes, we'll keep this then. The relevance is that when we chant, we it's so good to chant, it's better to be attentive, it's better to chant, with best to chant with great love for Krishna, but somewhere in between is chanting in the mood of the residents, chanting in the mood of Krishna. I'm yours. Please let me know. Please engage me in your service. I am yours. I am yours. So that little bit of a shift, if we can chant in that mood, if it's natural, we can also chant in that mood. We can also chant just trying to hear. But if we can chant Krishna, and this was the first... explanation Prabhupada gave, translation he gave to the devotees of the Hare Krishna mantra, he said, O Lord, O energy of the Lord, please engage me in your service. Allow me to serve you, O Lord. That's what he said. But for so many lives, in this life even, so much of my time has been trying to serve myself, and it has not brought me the satisfaction that I'd hoped for. So now I turn to you and humbly request you to please accept me. Please accept me as your servant. How can I serve you? Okay, having said all that, why don't we spend some minutes just chanting? And chant on whatever level is natural and comfortable for you. Don't try for the, don't just keep no pretension. Just chant. But first fix your mind, remember what you're going to, what you're doing now. Maybe we can at this point open some, let some air in. You all have been sitting peacefully and quietly for so long. Maybe we could open the windows. So what I would like to do, let us chant right now. According to my watch, it's exactly 15 minutes to 1. So we chant to 1, and then after that, we'll have some minutes of anyone has any questions or wants to make any. Now we can open up the doors. you want to stand up and move around a little bit and then sit down, just, you certainly can do that. Okay, but let's just chant, just for 15 minutes. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Rama, Rama, Rama. Let's start with trying to hear. If you can hear one mantra, very fortunate. If you can take shelter of Krishna, you are very fortunate. If you can request Krishna for service, you are very fortunate. Rama, 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 Hari, 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 Krishna. Rama, 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 Hari, 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 Krishna, Hari, Krishna. Hari, Hari, Rama, 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 Hari, Hari, Krishna, Hari, Krishna, Krishna, Hari, 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 Rama, 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 Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Do you know how to turn that off?
Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Rama, Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.
Before one can take shelter of Krishna, one has to be humble, actually. Usually we rely on our own abilities and power. Take shelter of Krishna requires humility. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
If you can hear one name or one Maha Mantra, you're so fortunate. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Just try to hear. You have nothing else to do now other than chant. Hare Krishna. And be there with Krishna. This is a very rare time. We have 10 minutes. We have nothing else to do except to be with Krishna in the form of His holy name. Try to be with Krishna with your consciousness by hearing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Try your best. Try your best. But be gentle with yourself. Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Try your best. Try to be with Krishna now in the form of His holy names by hearing. You have nothing else to do now. Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. If you can hear one Hare Krishna mantra, you are so fortunate. Try your best. This is a rare opportunity we have right now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. You have nothing else to do, just try your best to call out to Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Krishna, Rama, Rama. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare. If you can hear one Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, you're so fortunate. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Hari 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 Rama 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 Hari Hari Krishna 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 Hari Hari Rama 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 Hari Hari Krishna Hari Krishna. Good chanting. Thank you. Keep going. Try your best. If you can hear one mantra, one Hare Krishna mantra, you're very fortunate. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Rama Rama. Hare Rama, 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 Hare Rama. If you can hear one Hare Krishna mantra, you are so fortunate. If you can call out to Krishna. Feeling yourself his, you are so fortunate. You have nothing else to do now. Krishna, 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 Krishna. Try your best. Hare Krishna. Try to hear one mantra. Krishna Krishna Hari 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 Rama 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 Hari Hari Krishna 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 Hari Hari Hare Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna 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 Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare chaos, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Yaya, Rama, 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 Yaya, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Not very much time, so please try your best. Try to focus. You have nothing else to do during this short time we're together, just chanting. It's your time to be with, try your best to be with Krishna in the form of His holy name, consciously by hearing. One mantra, you're so fortunate. Try your best. The attempt is glorious. It's the attempt to be with Krishna.